and welcome back to A Cup of English. Today is Thursday, the 28th of February. My name is Anna, and I bring you A Cup of English 4 times a week now. Mondays and Wednesdays are for a brief pronunciation practice. Tuesdays and Thursdays are for a regular intermediate podcast. The title of your podcast today is Analysis Time, Science for the Young. Remember, if you have any questions or comments or suggestions for my podcast, please let me know at acupofenglish@hotmail.com. I have a Facebook page which you are welcome to join. It's called Anna from A Cup of English. Today I'll be taking a short article from our local newspaper called The Wenatchee World, which talks about a new science centre that has opened. And from this, I will extract some grammar notes. So let's get started. Analysis time. Science for the young. Science education has taken new life with the opening, 6 months ago, of the Mobius Science Centre in Spokane, Washington. A $14 million fund put the new science centre into operation. It is operating along with the Mobius Children's Museum, which has been open for 7 years. The museum, aimed at children up to 8 years old, has been a very successful part of downtown Spokane. The demands for better informed and trained people in science have led to support for both centres. The Mobius Science Centre has 26,000 square feet of exhibition space. There are 65 hands-on, interactive science and technology exhibits, plus educational programs. Here, young people can experience the worlds of robotics, flight, space, optics, earth science, math, and many more. It's a lively place that curious minds of all ages will love. Okay, we'll look at the grammar notes. We have about 5 or 6 today, and then I will repeat the article. I do realize that some of these words are quite long, so I will try to speak as slowly as possible in my second reading. Number 1. Science education has taken new life. That's in the first sentence. It's actually an unusual sentence, but we can understand what it means. It means that science education has got some new life because of this new building. Another phrase that talks about new life is the following. New life has been breathed into science or business or the district or education. That's more what we say. It's a very common phrase. It's a common way of expressing the new life, that it has been breathed into. So we talk of new life being breathed into something. That is a more common way of expressing it. So let's see it in a couple of examples. A. The project has breathed new life into the city. The project has breathed new life into the city. B. The updated curriculum has breathed new life into my class. The updated curriculum has breathed new life into my class. Number two, along with. Well, along with is like saying as well as or side by side. The meaning here is that the Children's Museum and the Science Centre are two parts of one project. They are next to each other, they are side by side, they go with each other. Now, they might not be physically next to each other, but they are part of the same project. A. The water park, along with the golf course, is open to the public 6 days a week. The water park, along with the golf course, is open to the public 6 days a week. B. School children, along with other people from the neighbourhood, planted trees in the park. School children, along with other people from the neighbourhood, planted trees in the park. Number three, up to 8 years old. Here we're looking at up to. It shows the limit or maximum age of the people who are served in the museum. We also use the word over to show the minimum age and above. A. This film is for 18-year-olds and over. So you can see the film if you're 18 or older. B. The class is for children up to the age of 12. So they can be from 1 up to 12, but no older. Number 4. Better. Now, better is useful here. It can be attached to many adjectives with a hyphen. A. We need better equipped police on the streets. We need better equipped police on the streets. B. We need better educated teachers in the schools. We need better educated teachers in the schools. C. I wish the teenagers were better behaved. I wish the teenagers were better behaved. Number 5. Hands on. It's a very popular expression, very common. It means that a person can physically touch, play with, and experiment with something. A. It will be a hands-on experience for the kids. It will be a hands-on experience for the kids. B. It will be a hands-on job, action, not just talk. It will be a hands-on job, action, not just talk. And finally, number 6. Something of all ages. Well, it is also a very common and popular expression. It's used when we mention people of many ages who have a hobby or perhaps a preference in common. A. Sweet lovers of all ages will adore this new chocolate shop. Sweet lovers of all ages will adore this new chocolate shop. And let me explain the meaning of this sentence. It's the lovers of all ages of sweets. Those people, young and old, who love sweets will adore the new chocolate shop. So we call this group of people sweet lovers of all ages. B. Children of all ages will appreciate this book. Children of all ages will appreciate this book. Again, it means people of all different ages. It could be very young children to older children. And we even use the phrase children of all ages to hint that some adults will also appreciate the book. Finally, C. Dance fanatics of all ages can use this dance video. Dance fanatics of all ages can use this new dance video. Dance fanatics of all ages can use this new dance video. So you could have children, adults, and very old people using the new dance video. But they are all dance fanatics. Okay, here's the second reading. Science education has taken new life with the opening, 6 months ago, of the Mobius Science Center in Spokane, Washington. A $14 million fund put the new science center into operation. It is operating along with the Mobius Children's Museum, which has been open for 7 years. The museum, aimed at children up to 8 years old, has been a very successful part of downtown Spokane. The demands for better informed and trained people in science have led to support for both centers. The Mobius Science Center has 26,000 square feet of exhibition space. There are 65 hands-on, interactive science and technology exhibits, plus educational programs. Here, young people can experience the worlds of robotics, flight, space, optics, earth science, math, and many more. It's a lively place that curious minds of all ages will love. Okay, well, thank you for joining me today. I'll be back next week on Tuesday with a basic pronunciation practice. Until then, have a great weekend. Take care. Bye-bye.